Bill Gates, the Bill Gates story is actually fascinating. It's, you know, my discussion of Bill Gates ends when he graduates from high school. I'm completely uninterested in what he did in college and, more importantly, what he did once he founded this little company called Microsoft. I'm actually most interested in what happened to him when he was 13 years old. And that is, in 1968, when Bill Gates was 13, he got unlimited access to a computer terminal. Now, to put that in perspective, in 1968, most college professors in computer science did not have unlimited access to a computer terminal. There just weren't computers around, and they were so expensive and so rare, and programming was so complex that it was programming was something that you mastered after decades and decades. Bill Gates, at 13, gets access to not just a terminal, but a terminal outfitted with what was then this revolutionary new way of programming that allowed you to sit at the terminal and program online. And it is safe to say, and Bill Gates himself in his interview with me confirmed this, that basically no one else in the world in 1968, no other 13-year-old, no other teenager in the world in 1968 had the same kind of access to a computer that he did. And what that means is that by the time he's 17 or 18, he's had thousands, you know, 10,000 hours of practice programming. And no one else in the world his age has got that kind of experience or expertise. So when he starts his company, Microsoft, at the age of 21 or however old he was, he's way ahead of everyone else in that space. You know, he has this incredible head start. You know, he really is. The rest of the world, the computer science world, was running a mile, and Bill Gates was running a half mile. And that's the reason why he is where he is today. I mean, there are other factors, obviously, that are part of that, but he had this incredibly formative experience that had nothing to do with him, that had to do with him being in the right place in the right time and being surrounded by a community that could provide him with every advantage possible. And that's the lesson of Bill Gates. The lesson of Bill Gates is about the power of community. It's not about the individual value of genius.
Throughout Outliers, you talk about individual success and particular circumstances and opportunities. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I got very interested. There's a lot of, in the book, I do a lot of fun playing around with birth dates. If success is a much a product of specific times and places, then we ought to be able to identify, well, what are those times and what are those places? And so I get really specific. You know, what if you want to be a professional hockey or soccer player, is there a best time to be born? Answer is yes. You're much better off being born in January than you are being born in December. Not just mildly better off. In fact, you probably can't be a professional hockey player if you're born in December. If you want the full explanation of that, you should read the book. But I start to play with this in a number of different instances. And in one of them, I go through all of the most famous people in Silicon Valley, Bill Gates, Bill Joy, who is the guy who basically writes the software that the internet runs on, Steve Jobs, the guys who founded Sun Microsystems. I mean, the list is quite endless. And point out that they all have one really extraordinary thing in common, which is they are all born in 1955 or late 1954. When I say all, I mean all. In fact,